You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Federal workers who've lost their jobs because of the Trump administration are welcome in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is holding virtual job fairs during the month of April. Governor Evers is working with the DWD to support fired federal workers and other displaced professionals with virtual job fairs, the launch of a new online federal worker portal, and additional resources to connect them with available work. The job fairs run through April 16th. You can find more information and resources at dwd.wisconsin.gov. How much have state agencies spent on DEI efforts? Joanne Krulatz has the answer.
Republican-ordered audits have found that Wisconsin state agencies and the University of Wisconsin system didn't track total spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. State auditors released the reports Friday as President Donald Trump pushes to end federal support for DEI programs. The audit found that neither UW nor the 15 state agencies that were examined specifically tracked how much they spent on DEI efforts in the 2023-24 fiscal year. However, the audit estimates that tens of millions of dollars were spent on such initiatives. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has pledged to end diversity efforts in state government, saying that such initiatives are cancerous and that he wants a society that is truly colorblind.
Governor Tony Evers is touring childcare facilities across the state, hearing directly from people who run childcare centers about the impact of state funding on their operations. Currently, state funding for the Child Care Counts program is set to expire in June. Evers included over $500 million in his state budget proposal to make Child Care Counts permanent. Over 100 union workers from across the state came out to support a striking union in Oshkosh on Saturday. Lisa Hale has the story.
United Auto Workers Local 291 has been on strike at Cummins Oshkosh for almost 4 weeks. Saturday, a rally was held across the street from Cummins at the union headquarters to show solidarity. One speaker was Joe Preisler, representing UAW Region 4.
Nobody wants a strike. I don't want a strike. Nobody does. Cummins put us here. Striking is not a career.
Fair is fair.
Right.
Look, it's corporate America taking advantage of people. We're not going to stand for it, are we?
No!
UAW Local 291 President Ryan Compton said the rally is to let striking workers know they're not alone.
It's just not the 291 members that know what's going on. It's other locals, it's news outlets, it's people. You know, we got people from Madison, Milwaukee, Janesville, Racine, Green Bay here. So that's what it's about, is to make sure that the guys that are on strike know that other people are still thinking about them and they didn't forget about them.
Compton said workers are striking because their contract expired January 29th and Cummins has been slow coming to the table to negotiate. Talks are scheduled for April 22nd through the 24th.
The Town of Rome annual meeting is this week. The annual town meeting of electors will take place on Thursday, April 17th at 6 p.m. It will be held at the Rome Town Hall. During the meeting, the newly elected officials will be introduced. This meeting is open to the public, and discussion and information sharing is encouraged, but no action of the town board will be taken during the meeting. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons 140-133 in overtime. Doc Rivers on heading into the postseason with an 8-game winning streak.
I love winning going into the playoffs, but the break kind of ends that anyway. But I do think we have great confidence in each other. Our guys, you know, they like what we're doing. We have a lot of confidence, and I think that's the key going into the playoffs.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Diamondbacks 5-2. Pat Murphy says losing Saturday night in the bottom of the ninth probably stung more.
You know, the one last night, maybe a little bit more, but, you know, we didn't have a very fresh pen. Hopefully, Freddie, he gave us all he had. I mean, obviously, you guys could see what you could see.
Golf, Rory McIlroy on winning his first Masters tournament.
To think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
That's Rory McIlroy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a large Hollywood presence at this year's Cannes, some people say Cannes, Film Festival. The eighth and final installment, supposedly, of the Mission Impossible franchise, Dead Reckoning Part 2, will premiere at Cannes. Tom Cruise is expected to attend. Spike Lee will also premiere his new film, Highest to Lowest, which stars Denzel Washington. That is according to Lee's Instagram account. Scarlett Johansson makes her directorial debut at Cannes as well with her film Eleanor the Great. Films by Wes Anderson, Richard Linklater, Ari Aster, Julia DeCurno, and Kelly Reichardt are considered the ones to watch for the prestigious Palme d'Or, which is French for Golden Palm. As far as film festivals with hard-to-pronounce names and words go, Cannes, or Cannes, is the most prestigious. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is adding a category to the Oscars. Starting in the year 2028, Best Stunt Design will be recognized as a category. The honor will be officially called the Academy Award for Achievement in Stunt Design. Movies released in 2027 will be eligible for the honor at the 100th Academy Awards ceremony. The late actor Chadwick Boseman was known for being committed to his craft. He was so committed, according to Black Panther director Ryan Coogler, that he talked with the T'Challa accent through the entire movie shoot. This is not that uncommon, but it did freak out Disney executives who visited the set. Coogler says he had to tell the executives not to panic and that Boseman was working. Coogler's new film, Sinners, opens in theaters April 18th. The other day, I reported that teenage boys were jumping and clapping during the Minecraft movie because they were having such a good time. Now they've taken it to idiot level and are starting to destroy theaters to show their approval of the film. According to the New York Post, teenagers have been throwing popcorn buckets and sodas, jumping on and breaking seats, vomiting, and getting into fights. Apparently, most of the pandemonium occurs during a viral chicken jockey scene. Now that I have your attention, this is a scene in the film where a baby zombie rides a chicken like a horse. In defense of teenagers, there are many who do not condone the behavior. Theater owners in New Jersey are banning the kids from seeing the movie unless they are accompanied by a parent, and even took to Facebook telling parents to do a better job teaching their kids manners. I really enjoyed some movies in my day, but none that have made me want to induce vomiting. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be really windy today. We may see a little sunshine early, then clouds will increase this afternoon with a few scattered showers later today. Upper 40s to 50s for a high tonight. Cloudy, windy, some rain or snow showers in the low to mid 30s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, still cool with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.